Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, here's a short but an important devotion. I hope you'll think upon it. Let's get started. Then Jesus said to them, this is from Matthew 16:6. Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." Well, at first glance, you might think that this lesson from Jesus to his disciples was a standalone thing. Well, like many of his analogies, they didn't understand it at first and assumed it was alluding to their failure to bring along bread on their journey. Jesus said, "Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000? And how many baskets you took up, nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000, how many large baskets you took up?" I imagine them looking at each other like deer in Christ's headlights. After a gentle rebuke, then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. That's verse 12 from chapter 16. As we can see, Jesus' warning about leaven is a picture of the religionist doctrine. He didn't warn them about the religionists themselves, but their teaching. Why? And why leaven? In the scriptures, leaven is always a picture of sin. Was he just saying that their teaching was an error or sinful? I think it is more than that. You see, leaven, which is normally used in bread, has a characteristic that we should keep in mind here. Leaven is what is placed in bread dough to make the bread rise. It is placed in the dough and spreads throughout the entire lump. As it rots the dough, so to speak, it gives off gas and puffs up the lump. And that is the picture Jesus wanted them to consider. The doctrine of the religionists puffs up, makes one prideful. Religious knowledge alone is indeed a heady trip, so to speak. Paul echoed this when he wrote in 1 Corinthians 8, "We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up. But love edifies," that means builds up. "And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know." And then in the verses immediately following Christ's lesson on leaven, we find an example of what he meant. For immediately following, it says, "When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' So they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' And he said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter answered and said, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.'" Those are verses 13 through 19 in chapter 16 in Matthew. Yes, Peter nailed it with his Son of the Living God answer and may have felt pretty puffed up by the response Jesus gave him. Clearly, he had gotten his special insight from God. That's what Jesus said. But insight alone, even insight from God, was not the brass ring. Jesus demonstrated this to him. I say that because in the very next passage we read, "From that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." But he turned to Peter and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but of the things of men." Those are verses 21 through 23. Evidently, Peter got so puffed up he was now rebuking his own master, voicing the very words of Satan. Wow. Dear friends, if you're a believer, it's not what you know that matters most, it's who knows you. Even scriptural knowledge, as good as it can be, if it's not accompanied by a sincere surrender to Christ's grace, that is, for the present, his indwelling spirit, can act as a leaven and just puff you up. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, because doctrine alone doesn't save. Even God-given insight. It is faith or trust in the risen Son of God. That means sincere relationship, real love, genuine ongoing submission to Him. And remember, this faith or trust is also the result of God's grace. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.